Deadlines, exams, constant pressure. Stress can feel like it's everywhere, but staying calm doesn't have to be impossible. Really Calm can help relieve feelings of stress by inducing a relaxing effect without drowsiness. Fast acting within 30 minutes. It's calm when you need it most. Stay calm. Stay you. Choose Really Calm, because your peace of mind matters. Visit reallycalm.co.za for more.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since for the past 18. Take your book and I can.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I love a Zulu girl.
Yo, what up? This is Questa. Thank God.
All the stars. All the hits. This is Madiba's Radio.
Listen, it's yet another episode of the Madiba Drive podcast here at Madiba's Radio podcast. My name is Ongeziwe Joy Nakumba. I am Ongi Joy, the lady of talk. And bege, every episode, I always host with the ever so gorgeous ladies. And I'm Shanja, I have my Joy next to me. Hello, baby.
Hi, sweetheart. And as she said, we are Muzwa. Happiness, Joy. Yes. That is exactly what we are. Now to be your joy. And when you hear me on the airwaves, honey, it's just nothing but joy.
All the
joy,
time.
Joy.
And likewise, always bring you great conversations, great vibes every time. And if our yas, Madiba Drive is the 2 times best show.
Wait. I need you to say that
winning,
again.
Multi award winning show. 2 times best show here at Madiba's Radio. Sancho, we're actually celebrating that, and we're super excited namhlanje to be joined in studio with such an amazing person. Listen.
And they know him.
They know him. Of course.
How do you not know him?
Sancho, he is an innovation strategist. He's an entrepreneur and storyteller with academic roots at the University of Pretoria and the University of Cape Town.
Listen, educated.
Mm-hmm.
Talented.
Smart.
Amazing.
I'm telling you. His career started in software engineering within the financial sector in South Africa and the UK. Well, before moving into innovation consulting at Frog Design, where he contributed to future-focused projects for Global Fortune's 500 clients. Sancho Ankaqibi, well, he was guided by passion for food, which we can all see.
Yeah.
We can all see that.
And we all love food, right?
Yeah, Kalela. And he's seen food as a force for change, and he went to co-found Balkan Beggar in 2011. For those with more than PE, you're sure going to know Balkan Beggar.
You know Balkan Beggar. You see the content.
It's the place.
You love the burgers. Mm-hmm. You love the milkshake. You know it's just red, black. It's just there.
Kaungena nje in Boardwalk. Namhlanje, he's here to share his journey through, and also he has shared his journey through speaking and mentorship, you know, inspiring and creativity, resilience, and also cross-industry innovation. He's such an inspiration.
He is. And what I love the most is that he's one of the people that are actually breaking barriers within GQ.
Yeah.
Opening opportunities for other young people as well to thrive in the space.
Yeah, but must figure like how you can even go in there, you know, you go taste some burgers.
You know.
Go try out some burgers. And Namhlanje is not alone, he's with MJ.
And if the people know MJ, they know that she's the sweetest.
Beautiful face.
Oh,
on
the
social.
Funniest. She will force you to eat. She'll say, No. Why are you just having one burger? Another one.
Take more. Hello, Maleni. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, so good. Thank you so much for joining in the studio. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, I am feeling good.
Yeah, you're great.
I don't know about it.
How are you feeling?
I don't know, MJ. I don't feel that energy, man. I feel like what's wrong, man?
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I think she's incredible.
No, yes. We're good. We are a little nervous.
All right.
Yeah, it's our first Interview.
Clunk it to Deeper Drive.
Yes.
Clunk it. Yeah. Just have to know, go to Apple. You just have to just sit, speak about yourself, relax, and I just want to know more about you guys. Because already you're giving us fire content on TikTok, but now I want to have a conversation with you guys. Nothing deep, right?
Okay.
It's cool. Nothing deep. So tell us, start from the beginning, né? What actually sparked your interest in, you know, the field that you're in, entrepreneurship, Mr. B?
I don't know. I think I was born with it, man. Like when I was
natural.
Much, yeah.
Just
when I was
natural.
Very small, I used to like hustle. I remember the first memory was us at the coast. My parents had like a little thing going during the summer vacation, and then I grabbed all the broken little things that all the vendors had, like transported. Set up my all own store with these broken dolls and broken little things. Made a whole bunch of money, went to parents, said, what do I do with this wad of cash? And they said, go and now buy all of your friends burgers.
Yeah.
So like that was, that's a memory that I haven't shared in a very long time. But that's how it's kind of started, man. Always hustling, I guess. I don't know.
So from a very young age, I'm seeing that you've just been a hustler. So just take us through the journey of who you are. What raised you and what brought you this far?
What raised me?
Yes.
My parents raised me.
Of course.
Yeah.
But tell us more about Mr. B, the man behind the burgers.
Oh, wow. Wow, what did you said? No, this is not going to be a deep conversation.
And then, our people want to know.
Oh, yeah.
They want to know, besides the fun guy behind the cameras, is he really?
Oh wow, that is so deep, man. That is like introspection. Who is Mr. B? Well, I'm very ADHD, hyperactive, like person. Like, what is the other word? What is that? ADHD and what else? All those diseases.
ADHD, OCD.
OCD,
everything.
That package, you see that package?
That's him.
Yes. So that kind of like drives me to like never be like satisfied, always to explore and always to be curious.
Yeah.
So I'm a hyper curious person.
Yeah.
And that has kind of like governed my whole life, is like curiosity.
Basically a dopamine addict.
Addict.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
You could translate it like that, but it is that. So, and that curiosity, I was fortunate enough to kind of then make it into businesses. With like hundreds of businesses I started, which failed. And then Balkenberger was kind of the one that stuck. Okay, I had semi-successes, but Balkenberger really kept me going. Because like MJ says, every morning, like, you never know what's going to happen that day. And that is very cool for my mind. It's kind of keeps it stimulating. You don't know who you're going to meet, what mess up you're going to have to deal with, what cool thing you're going to invent, what now content we're going to come up with. So curiosity is what drives me, man.
Yeah. MJ, what can you tell us about yourself? Who's the lady behind this
beautiful
smile?
Is it MJ Michael Jackson? Eish,
guys.
How did MJ come?
Do you want to keep it to MJ?
No, actually, my full name is Mojaji.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so people don't know it.
Yeah, they don't.
Here. There, everybody knows Mojaji. So I don't want to like identify as, because it already has its own personality of the queen, you know. So I was like, you know, MJ is me, until people realize it's Mojaji, and then they're like,
How has it been now for you working at Balkenberger?
Just
maybe one word.
Wait, is that deep?
Mind blowing. Is that one word?
Yeah.
There's a hyphen in the mind blowing. Spectacular. Hyphens. Okay.
Yeah.
Mind blowing, spectacular, amazing,
great,
wow.
Yeah.
At the end with exclamations.
Oh man, I just wish to be you right now. You know, get to be. I don't know. I just wanna be you.
You can be.
We can just exchange characters.
Just for a day.
Just for a day.
Yeah.
Give me a lifetime. Actually, having the best time of your life.
Yes.
You can call yourself Miss Joy, MJ. So you are me and I'm you.
We had to become MJ 2.0. Plus, we've got two joys.
I mean,
you know,
yes. Mr. Bean, you've worked in some serious roles besides just, you know, bulking bigger now. Tell us about your time in software engineering or your innovation consulting, you know, it's at all the work, serious roles that you've actually worked in. And what's that one lesson that stuck with you? Could be about yourself.
Okay, cool. Got you. Yeah, so I started, computer programming at UCT, and I went into a very basic kind of programming role. So I was a bug fixer, I was a programmer, and then I made my way up. I was a UX designer, a researcher, a business consultant.
You've done all the work.
I've done everything, man.
What have you not?
Yeah. So, and the curiosity, I think the one lesson is, again, like that curiosity I've always kept, even in the corporate. I didn't want to be stuck in this one role. I kept learning about other things. I would master a skill, really get good at it, so I have much more time to learn.
Yeah.
So I'm super efficient at what my job is, but all the extra hours that I'm not spending, because I do my job very efficiently in 2-3 hours instead of 8, I would then use to learn about other things. And that is what kind of progressed me through. I never climbed the ladder. I always moved kind of horizontally, never vertically. So from this to that, to that, to that. Not from senior to this, to partner, to that. So that's something I could recommend the guys to do. Move horizontal, not vertical.
And I think that's a life lesson. In life, I think you should, just telling us, you should always be willing to learn and also nurture yourself and just always be open to learning new things, because you can never know. Look at you today, opening and co-founding a Balkan Beggar, a whole business. So what's that one moment you'll never forget from building the business, the whole project?
Your Corona, man. Corona wiped us, man.
Yeah.
We were ready to retire, man. And then came this one day.
I would never think that you're a person that would get that.
No, yeah, I know. Now it's a blessing, looking at it back. Maybe it wasn't time. But that was the moment where really, like, you have to be resilient and a little bit mad and obsessive and all that. But Corona really kind of showed that, you know, you can lose everything overnight.
Yeah.
And now, this notion of rebuilding everything from scratch. But we did it better.
Yeah.
Stronger. Better. Yeah. Look at it. Like, it's the biggest spot, again, within GQ. And again, as I always like to say to people, that it starts with people like you who are opening doors for other people to dream again, to dream wild even, because I think that's the beautiful thing about your curiosity, is that dream wild. You can do it.
Yes.
You know. And from your journey, I also want to know, was it always part of the plan?
What?
Opening the business.
Opening the store?
Yes.
It was a dream. It was always like, when we started Balkan Beggar, we said, this is a global brand.
Yeah.
We just didn't know how we're going to get there and what the route. First, I thought before Corona that it would have been mobile, like this whole empire of food trucks everywhere around the world. But obviously that wasn't
the
case. The God didn't have that planned. And then, so the plan was always to change the world. But how, we never kind of knew. And we are still figuring that out, even today, man. Like, we don't know what we're doing. We just do it right.
Yes. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving, man.
My twin, MJ. What is the craziest moment you've had, maybe dealing with a customer, or whatever, any moment while you're working at Balkan?
I don't know which one to choose.
Give me two.
There's always so many, and most of the time, I am the one who instigated it. and not in a bad way. Like it's always something.
Yeah.
And
it's the truth.
You said you know me, and I'm like,
what? Yes.
Yeah, what did I do?
I asked, like, what did I do?
Crazy like, scenario. You did start it. Okay. You did start it.
But it was never like a bad thing.
Yes.
It was never a bad thing. You left such a beautiful impression that every time I see you, I'm just like, that's that girl from Balkan Burger.
Yeah. Wow.
You see?
Yeah.
So you leave like such a beautiful impact in people.
Yeah,
but again, like the question was, like, what has been like the craziest thing or encounter that you have to go through with customers?
Like in what sense though?
Anything. Could be anything. Maybe someone recognizing you.
Yeah.
Maybe, and then reminding you of something that you once did or said to them.
Wow. Oh my word.
Or maybe when you're shooting content, someone says something.
There is so many guys. So I really don't know
what
to choose out to you.
But I also actually think of something that she posted.
Oh.
You see?
I think I haven't juice or something, and then like being the most famous waitress is like tiring. So I do get that.
Yeah.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
Mainly like the face, and everyone loves you. Now I want us to play just fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a quick rapid fire questions.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you two options, two items. You're gonna choose which one you take, né? And I'm gonna say the options, and then you're gonna choose at the same time.
Okay.
And then you're gonna say your answers at the same time.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. They're in sync.
Yeah. Any bed or night owl?
Night owl.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, now I want to know, you're going to answer yours, MJ, you're going to answer yours, Mr. B. One guilty pleasure that you would never admit on social media?
I have no idea. Guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Rapid question.
Okay.
I'll do mine.
Okay.
Two Zamalex after 7. Black Labels.
No, because MJ, give me a Zamalek. I promise you, the first day I was like, what is Zamalek? And then Z was like, just give him a Black Label.
Like, don't worry.
And then from there, I knew. Yeah, and then he's like,
Are you 2K?
Yeah.
That's the thing with the 1K.
Tell me about it. Tell me about
it.
And you can't even put them on. Cause
no, you can't.
He'll say Riz in the middle of a sentence that's completely unrelated.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
And what would be your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
MJ's very angry.
MJ's playing it safe. Just a little mimosa and here and there.
So you know, was that the hard part?
Yeah.
I don't drink,
Mr. B.
I know.
I don't drink on the job too. But that JC LaRue.
Yeah. The champagne.
The one we sell, not at our store, but the one we sell.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Champagne.
The champagne.
Now we're just going to get into a mini game called Fact or Funny.
Oh.
Right. We're just going to be asking you the questions. And you tell us, are they funny or is it a fact?
Oh, okay.
Right. First question is, you burn more calories laughing at memes than you do walking to your fridge.
I don't know.
Is that a fact or is it funny?
I think it's funny.
Mr. B?
You burn more calories looking at memes.
Laughing than walking to your fridge.
Not true.
Yeah, it's funny.
Funny. That's correct.
Is that
correct?
Yeah. Okay. Then our second one will be, the first email ever sent contained the phrase, do not read this before coffee. Should I read that again?
I think it's a fact.
I think it's not true. It was Hello World.
It is actually funny.
I believed it.
It's a fact or funny.
I believe.
And then our third question would be,
people who dance badly at weddings are proven to live longer.
Fact.
False. Funny.
Actually funny.
Yeah, funny.
Fact. How is that a fact? I don't know. Because I dance badly. Maybe that's a wedding.
Yeah,
it's
just a fact. Yeah. Then our fourth question will be, eating chocolate increases your chance of having a brilliant business ideas by 20%.
Funny.
I would say that's a fact.
Oh,
why? I
mean, well, there is, there. Yeah. I get all my ideas when I eat a lot of chocolate. So like, yeah. No, funny. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
Correct. Then laughing at your own jokes can make people trust you more than in business meetings.
Laughing at your own jokes.
Laughing at your own jokes can make people trust you more in business meetings.
Nope.
No.
Funny.
Yeah, funny. Very funny. Yeah. Sad funny.
Sad, yeah. Sad funny. Is it because like, you don't trust your ideas or you're trying to like just make it like, so this is the idea that we have?
Oh, I don't know. It's funny? Not, yeah, it's not serious, man. It's like kind of like you laughing at your joke is almost, yeah, it's a bit.
It's sad.
It is sad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Look, you should let other people laugh.
Yeah. And
the best way to be a comedian is to make a joke and just be stoic.
There we go.
Have a straight face. And then they're laughing and you're just there. And you add on to the jokes and they're just dying.
This
and you're
is
just there.
Okay. Now I see how people who like try to be comedians, like they never laugh. They never laugh. Yeah. I've never seen them laugh. Then our sixth question is, in Japan.
Who's winning, by the way? Me or Angel?
You're both on the same level.
We have two more.
Then in Japan, some offices reward employees with donuts if they survive a meeting without checking their phones.
Am I getting donuts? I'm surviving an interview without touching my phone.
You can get it.
Yeah. Yay.
I think it's fact.
Oh.
Well,
it's a fact on our side.
Yeah, that was gonna say from today it's a fact. We're gonna make it a rule. It's good. It's signed off.
Teamwork.
It's signed off. It's implemented.
Love this teamwork.
Yeah. Our second to last question would be: octopuses have 3 hearts and blue blood.
False. Yeah. Funny.
Funny.
It has to be funny.
Yeah.
Why 3 hearts?
I don't know.
But it's a fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Blue blood.
Yes.
I got to check my phone for this one.
It is blue blood. That's last crazy. Question. Bananas are berries, but strawberries are not.
Fact. Oh, first part fact. I don't know about the other part.
But bananas are berries. Funny. That's funny. They're probably a vegetable.
No, they're berries.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they berries?
Because they don't grow on trees. I don't know. Because that's not a tree, it's a herb.
It's a bush.
It's a herb.
Herb?
I think.
Isn't it a tree?
I'm not sure. It's not a tree. A tree has a bark, and that does not have a bark.
Yeah. I would have a lot. I have a lot to learn, but it's actually a fact.
Oh,
it's a fact. I think MJ is winning.
Yeah, MJ
is a leading.
Umanja.
Yes, I'm a Madiba.
Yes.
But actually, Mr. Bine, you give us content that is hilarious, but also educational. How did you like come up with a combination with, you know, combining being funny and also but educating people at the same time? How do you guys...
So the ideas happen like as a team. Mava Feni is our content strategist, and he kind of is on TikTok all the time. And when I say
and
all
I don't
the
think
time,
he, I don't think he might win the donut.
No. So we're going to exclude him from that. Yeah.
He does not qualify,
and it takes open-mindedness of Mr. B's side.
Yeah.
He's like.
the trust is there, man. Like, I, like, if I don't feel something, if it's like too racially or like whatever, like fueled, although we do that, we do like you know, like mic privilege, and I don't know if you guys seen that. So those are like we are just attacking topics that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
But if I feel we are pushing the line a little bit, I would kind of say, wait, hold on. Mm. Although we did have a couple like heavy ones, yeah, which we're not gonna go into. But that was also a lot. So, and then now we've started like a week ago that like now there is this energy. Four of us, MJ, myself, Mo and Mava, sit around the table locked in, and magic happens. Today, today, actually, funny enough, was just a culmination of that project.
I saw those.
Did you see it? Like, today we did, like, brilliant content. And there was, like, MJ had an idea. I had an idea.
And we just
in sync.
Just keep it on.
Wow, man.
And we just...
It was beautiful. So it's trust into a person that is really in tune, Mava. And now, like, and then obviously we following his lead, me and MJ, and then adding our own. He gives us a direction, and then we add our own spin into it, and then it's just the feeling. We run on a lot of feeling.
How does that then look like? Also, having being the head of something or being the overseer of everything, and then you have a team that you work with. Obviously, each and every person has their own input in a business, right? But how do you then go about that, whereby this person is coming with a brilliant idea, but I can't agree to it? How do you communicate those things with the people that you work with, the difficulties also that you do come to face with the team as a whole?
So I have a vision. So as a visionary or leadership, you got to have a vision, right? So how the inputs are governed or rather decided on, does that aid being closer to the vision, or does that not? And then how you communicate, man, I'm Serbian. Like, I'm South African, but like my DNA is Serbian, and we are straightforward. Like, there's no beating about the bush. No. Oh, what? No.
Honestly, he's just like African dad. finish and clear.
You
can't even convince me. No, I don't like it.
And it works out even when you say no, and you don't have regrets that I wish actually maybe we had done that.
Never. No, because I'm now like old enough, and I've paid so much school fees that I can see the future almost. Like, I know exactly how that's gonna and where that's gonna take
us. He really says no. So when he does, we know it's final.
And the team knows now, like, it's done. And also, like, if I want to find out more, so it's not a no all the time. I'm like, okay, cool, elaborate. Let's dive deeper. What if, how, and then I say no. You know, like, if it's, but, and then I let them also kind of think about it. And then if I'm happy, then I say, okay, cool, we can do that.
Communication and working as a team, I think, is mostly the base and foundation of your work. Have you ever had, like, doing content that actually flopped? Ever done content that was bad? And how did you handle that?
Nothing. Fuck, nobody, I'm sorry, nobody sees that. It's flopped. Like, it's got a few hands. Nobody saw it. It's done. It's either, like, if everybody kind of takes that thinking, that you just, a couple of hundred people saw it. Nobody saw it. So there's no damage. There's no, and it's fine and done. And okay, well, that didn't work.
And it's sometimes done. Probably they don't even know the actual idea you guys had. They might think it was just deliberate, like supposed to be like that. They wouldn't really know, but it was a flop actually. It wasn't supposed to be like that. But also, I want to know, Bana, what's your favorite piece of content that you've made that made people laugh and learn something? Your favorite piece. That one was like
my favorite.
One. Like, top tier.
Is the one.
Well, there, I mean, the favorite piece is maybe not the something that people learned from.
Okay.
Is it right?
Yeah.
So my favorite of all time, and I laugh at it, like even by thinking about it. It's kind of like I'm there interviewing, and I'm like, next. I don't know if you guys seen that.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
And the guy comes, hi, my name is Umalaka. And I'm like, no. Like, no. And he said, like, I'm here. So this, like, I don't know why it's so funny to me, because I think it's like the struggle, of people. Like, it's a, you know what I mean? Like,
educational.
And it is. Yeah.
It's an eye opener. Yeah. It happens. People are unintentionally racist.
Yeah.
They just look at you and they just
automatically decide. No.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's why it's my favorite, because it carries such a powerful message.
Yeah.
And it is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's still the reality, man. But not at Balkenberg, man.
No.
I think we are the reverse.
Of course.
It shows, actually.
It really does show. It really does. Yeah. And from everything that we've been talking about, like the content side of everything. Now, I really want to know, how do you then balance the creativity and the business sector, right? So the question I'm guessing that I'm posing to you is, running a business obviously has its ups and downs.
Mm.
It has its really highs and then really lows.
Mm.
Especially with you guys exposing yourself on a social media platform.
Mm.
How do you that then take the feedback from the outside perspective and people as a whole, especially in the business world? Because people will always talk.
What do you mean? Like, so our community, when they, like, comment and stuff.
Yeah, the TikTok videos.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe certain jokes didn't even land well.
Yeah.
How do you then bounce back from that, cooperating the creativity and the side of business as well?
It's the second time you guys are touching on this. Like, the first question was the flop, and now, like, the how. We don't care.
Okay. Mm.
Literally, like, I think
every publicity
is good to publicity. Yeah.
You're giving us attention. You like us. You know it. You're gonna type, oh, you like us.
Exactly.
The fact that you came through, you opened the comments, you took 5 seconds to type something strong.
Yeah.
Mm. There's a feeling there. Mm. You like us. Admit it.
Done.
That's just that. Like, we're thriving.
Yeah. We thrive.
You know.
And we don't pay attention to that. I think that the 2K generation, I think this is where I can bounce back with the, from 1K, it is very conscious of what the outside world thinks or feels or like tells you it's not right. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
We don't.
So like you view our things, you increase our numbers. So we don't care. We don't care.
No.
So what for young creatives and also entrepreneurs who are listening right now, what's your advice for combining something fun with something serious? What can you say to them? And also about, you know, just starting something and being sure about it and just moving with it.
I think just what I said, don't care what others think.
Yeah,
because your creativity then is boxed.
Yeah.
Oh, what are they going to think? What are they, am I going to get hate or shade or whatever? Don't care, man. Mm. Do your thing. And once you're that free, then you can think about how to incorporate different things that don't work together. Like, like education and comedy and this and that.
And like, Mr. B always tells me, you're not going to make everybody happy.
Yeah. That's so true.
You're never going to make, whatever decision you make, one person is always going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You know, you're never going to make anybody happy, no matter what
everybody,
you do.
Everybody. And also, if you're not making enemies, or you're not doing anything.
Are you really doing something,
man? Yeah, exactly.
Don't even like everyone. MJ, any words you wanna say to someone listening, young entrepreneur, young person listening right now? It's okay, Nyana. Any words you wanna throw in?
Yo.
Anything.
Go with the flow.
Yes. Go with the flow.
Nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
But if you listen to your gut.
Yes.
If you listen to your gut, not everybody yes. has great intentions for you, listen mm-hmm. to yourself. What do you intend to do with your life? You don't necessarily have to know, but if you go, you get... Before I left home, I was selling buns, bread, mm-hmm. made from simple things. Mm-hmm. I get here, I am given a pitch to learn mm-hmm. in training that has yeah. almost the same simple ingredients for bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Salt, flour, this and that. Guys, I was selling little buns for 5 friends and I was making money. But I was like, I want more.
Yeah.
I left home, got here.
Look at you and now. You got more.
Look at you now. I am a one-word hyphenated thing to describe my life. So listen to your gut.
Listen.
And like Mr. B said, don't, like, it's not a one-way thing.
Mm.
Up is not the only way. Yes. Horizontal is also a way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
30 degrees is also a way.
Mm.
You know, there's no recipe.
As long as you're moving, man. As long as you're moving and learning and enjoying, man. And
I really love that because I know a lot of people, majority of the time, when they look at businesses, they think there's a solid plan, there's a solid vision, there's no fails, I'm pretty sure. And I love how you show us that it's a journey on itself.
Mm.
There's the highs, there's the lows, there's everything in between. And more than anything, we're just figuring it out, just like everyone in the world, you know. And I guess our last question would be, what is the next project for the future? What do we, as your people, your customers, and as your Joys, your MJs, you know, are expecting from you guys in the next future?
So, I don't know. Again.
Okay. Just stay in the loop.
we now opened early, so the 7 a.m. club, we are calling it. Mm. So we know that kind of like we wanna get into a bit of a health environment where we serve good coffees and smoothies and frozen stuff.
Mm.
But we don't know. We know where we want to be, and that's a global brand and changes the world, man. Mm. So how are we going to get there? We just...
We'll
figure it out. And I think that kind of goes back to our last conversation.
Mm.
For 2.5 years, guys, our motto, you can ask Mo, he was there from the beginning. Mm. Our motto was fail fast, fail often.
Okay.
We were deliberately in business. Check this out. This is crazy.
Mm.
To fail.
Oh.
How crazy is that?
Because who would want to be failing in business?
Who?
No one.
Nobody. We all think business is about just succeeding.
Yeah, you have to thrive.
No. We were there to intentionally fail, to make our life as difficult as possible, but floating, being open and attracting customers.
Yeah.
So we can learn as much from those failures as we possibly can that will prepare us then for this great journey that we are embarking on. Hardcore.
Man, beautiful. Beautiful.
I need to be open to failing now.
Yeah.
Please.
Like, nothing can beat me. Like, nope.
Yep.
Nothing can put me down.
Exactly. And I'm sure no one does know this, but for formalities, how can we reach you on the socials?
Oh, wow. Nobody knows it.
How do they not know?
No,
how
do they not know?
Guys, link on bio.
Link on bio.
Very simple.
Okay, one more question. All the food that you use for content, where does it go after shooting?
Oof.
Where does it go?
Ish. Good question.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
they just looked at themselves.
Yeah, like, I have no idea.
Yeah. We hate the props, man. They're not going to waste. And now that Mr. B special can feed like 5 people, we fight.
When they say cut,
you're just nibbling. You're like, finally.
Mm. Only the garnish is left on the plate.
Yeah. Everybody fights for the tacos, it seems. Eh?
And I won today.
Yeah, you did.
You're big today, MJ.
Look at Mo.
Very bitter, eh?
Very bitter.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio.
studio and had such a great conversation. It's really good to like learn about you and also learn about the business and your journey as well. We sure learned so much. One thing, but it's okay if you're open to learning.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, up is not the only way. Horizontal, you can do that. And I'm sure everyone is, who's listening right now took so much from you. And just from me, from us, is Madiba's Radio, the Diva Drive. Just continue. We are behind you. We're going to keep on popping at the Balkan Bega Naganjan.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Ms. Veling Asana, that was the Balkan Bega in studio. And just keep, you know, just keep on following Diva Drive. It always brings you the best.
We bring you the juice. Who am I? We're bringing you burgers.
Like, you
know, what else do you want from us? Mm-hmm. What else?
But actually, I have one question before we actually wrap it up, ne? What is your recommendation, one burger that you're like, if you go for this one, you want to always come back to Balkan Bega?
Stuffed with stuff.
Stuffed with stuff.
Oh, you didn't say MJ.
No, the stuffed with stuff is the number one.
Oh, MJ.
It's Balkan Burger.
Yeah.
Let me tell you for myself. But MJ convinced me. MJ convinced me that day. She said, that's what I said.
Get it.
I said, girl, okay, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. And it was good. You can also just imagine how it is from just the name.
Girl. You have
everything juicy and everything in there.
And I love me some good burgers.
Oh, please. And Balkan Bega is the place.
Right? It is the place. It is the spot. If you're not there, where are you?
If you love healthy also. If you love healthy.
Homemade.
Protein packed.
Yeah.
You know, good stuff.
No we make processed. Everything.
That's your place.
Yep.
Caters really cool. For everyone.
Yep.
So caters for everyone.
Why usahleli? Go. Like, we need you there.
Let's rub shoulders at Balkan Bega.
Exactly.
Later today. See you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, yes. I like
Madiba's Radio. Oh, la, la. And that was the interview we had with the co-founder of Balkan Bega, Mr. B, and MJ. And I have to say, Uti, I learned so much from them. And they're really inspirational. Like, just into nje elula, not elula, or into nje ongayibuka as ingathi into nje encane. Like running a business and the content, could take so much out of when they actually speak about it and they speak about their journey when avoya. And namhlanje, it actually sets the mood for the whole week.
Yeah.
Actually,
it really does.
Be open to failure.
Yeah.
And just know, uti ni indlela ayikho one. It's not just up.
When is that the life lesson or the mood that you would have taken from that interview?
Yeah, chela wena. But I also want to know your mood for the week.
I think my mood would definitely be ukuthi just take it as it comes.
Take it as it comes. Yeah.
Take it as it comes. Just show up. That's all that matters. Because from that whole interview, that's what you learn from all of them.
Yeah.
Ukuthi, they just showed up despite how things were looking, despite the failures, despite the ups and downs, they showed up.
And they don't care about what you say.
They don't care. In their lowest of lows, they didn't care.
Yeah.
In their highest of highs, they still didn't care. But they keep going.
Keep going.
That's all.
And also, talking about keep going, I'm thinking about the Cape Town Marathon. Oh my God.
Man, my heart was actually broken. Because I actually woken up to watch the marathon.
Yeah.
It's a culture of ours to watch the marathon, you know. Because we've got runners back at home.
Oh, really?
Got runners and athletes back at home. So people were just like really excited over it. So we're just fans of sports.
Yeah.
So when we woke up and I'm thinking, hey, but why is it not airing what's going on? I check on Twitter and they like Cape Town Marathon cancelled. What do you mean it's cancelled? What do you mean it's cancelled? And come to find out, the weather was not weathering, honey. Cape Town Marathon cancelled because of strong winds. Now, we saw every person was really devastated and heartbroken over this because obviously there's so much months, weeks dedication that go into preparation you know. The amount of training that you have to do in order for you to be fit for a marathon isn't light work, you know.
Yeah.
For it then to just get cancelled out of nowhere. But from what I saw as well, the party or the organization itself, the Sanlam organization, actually took accountability
they apologized for everything, did it publicly so, involving mm-hmm. the higher people that are involved yeah. in the state, you know, just apologizing to people mm-hmm. and also really emphasizing the fact that it wasn't really out of their or in their control.
Yeah.
Instead, it was for safety reasons, because obviously they do understand these people are going to be running long distances mm-hmm. yeah. and it can be a disruption unto yeah. them or their lives.
Also their safety, yes.
You know?
I'm thinking also, and I've always have wind.
Yo.
And our wind is always strong.
Yeah.
So no wind formed against us shall prosper. So now we're gonna continue with the marathon. But I'm also thinking what's in Cape Town.
Yeah.
When the wind arrives, yeah. it doesn't play. It dominates. So I understand their concerns and just them, the reasoning for actually cancelling the yeah. marathon. But also kona bantu but it, hey Tina, we are gonna do this.
Yes.
Either way.
Asinantaba.
Because they put in so much work preparing for this.
And
day.
You know what? I really understand it, and also I see how beautiful it is how they showed up
yes.
still, and they continue to run their own little marathon.
Yeah, which is beautiful also to watch.
Yeah.
Do not give up. Don't let obstacles mentally. Yeah. Although yes, it meant so much. What to me? So my safety. But if you really want and you're keen on doing something, it's like
you
a
really
life
don't
lesson.
Mind
just
taking
do
the
it.
Risk.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Really don't.
And if you have love and passion for it, you can just go for it.
Yeah. And you know, I think for me, the biggest part as well, I think the devastation came from the fact that people flew
yeah.
from
oh yeah
place. You know how much money
even
that
for
was
it to
spent.
Be cancelled on the day
where, you know, like maybe you could have told us or given us a heads up maybe on the Friday, which mm-hmm. the weather is not going to be looking so promising
because
this weekend.
Yeah, valley weather even yeah next week
yeah
like,
you know, I think that's really
they
heartbreaking.
They should have just at least but okay, which there's a possibility so that people can just keep it open, keep their minds open to now being cancelled or something yeah. like that.
And you know what? I can't blame them. There's nothing worse than showing up or trusting people and then
yeah.
they don't deliver, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But I guess like with the Cape Town Marathon, for me, on my side,
yeah.
it was so sincere because they announced everything on time before people could get there.
Yeah.
Some people unfortunately got there beforehand, so they didn't see the level of communication,
yeah.
but they communicated everything. They kept them posted. They sent emails.
Yes.
They posted videos on
They're
Instagram.
Professional about
Very
it.
Professional, yeah. you know, taking accountability for what had happened, naming the people who are the head of what, so you know that all these people are aware and they are doing what the best that they can
yeah.
do.
In Nabo, they are taking accountability.
You get what I mean?
Hiding behind the Cape Town they're just showing up.
Yes.
I'm the person who's the head of what.
Yes.
That, and I'm saying we are trying and doing our best to make sure Uti, everything is. That is actually very nice. And it
you know?
Gives assurance to everyone. Uti, next year, they were not going to run away.
Yeah.
When it's time to like, people to sign up for this
exactly
because it was Nina Ben but last year just come through with your receipts or something so they're still gonna be able to you know
and you know these events up. Are like I can also understand people's fear though because I don't know if you've been seeing on TikTok like there's been a trend of Hey Neighbor people bashing Hey Neighbor
yeah.
because they haven't returned people's refunds.
Yay.
They haven't returned people's refunds and they promised them to give them, I think, mid-October. But people haven't gotten their money.
And pelile manje October. Pelile
u October muno. And there's this girl who's crashing out on TikTok.
And it was out to Angelin. Just take the person to court.
You know, she paid like 10K and she's a student. 10K for Hey Neighbor. And Hey Neighbor still got manje twaga not taking accountability.
Mina, I take it to court and feeling isho futhi ngithi all the charges, the law, the attorney,
the
prices, and everything. This is better than who ye. I forget footing a pezzo in my stress. I'm stressed out. In my stress. And
yes.
I need to see a therapist after this because I have trauma.
So we also need,
you need
money
to pay for
consultations.
For that.
And the transport that I need to use to be
even
getting there.
Yonke lento, process. Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm more than like 10K. I'm
yeah, they should learn from Cape Town Marathon shame.
Actually, talking about the money situation, right?
Yeah.
There is this lady near that I just read her story on this morning.
Mm.
So the lady sent imali 2,000 for Ulo guy who is renting out a place for he's like, I have the place ready. It was going to be ready by first October.
Uh-huh.
You can send the 2.3. Yeah, but what's in the budget? The lady's like, I have 2,000. Yeah, he's like, now 2.3 yeah, per month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, okay, it's fine. but I can send you the 2,000 manja because okay, let's say okay, it's right. But the guy kept on pushing. What's ufiganini? There's other people who want the place.
Yeah.
And then the girl was like, okay, I can send you the 2,000 manja, and then just to secure my place, and then I can just move in. Mnakasendi right. When I move in, I'm gonna give you 300.
Yeah.
But for Melana, now the girl when goes to check the place, it is already by 1st October. She goes to check the place gate 3.
Yeah.
My finger, the place is not ideal. She has a 4 years old child.
Oh my goodness, she took pictures, it's just so bad. Yeah.
And then I can't take this place. This place is not the place you promised me.
Yeah.
I at all. And I'm not happy. So tell her and say touch Lena look for another place.
Can I have my money back?
The guy who tell me na yena na imali at this point, but angaza Magalinda, I told umuntu who's gonna move into the house.
Uema.
Then he can pay back the lady.
Hell would break loose.
Okay. That's not all.
There's more?
There's more. And then the girl actually goes out of her way to find two tenants that are interested in their house.
Yeah.
The first one paid $2,300. The first one promised but didn't pay up. He promised Uti he's going to pay half and the other half when he actually moves in. And then he didn't trust him. Like, if he doesn't find, he's not able to pay imali manje. Kasa a tenant, I'm going to use on nigeze inkinga. If it's challenge,
But you couldn't even pay back.
Mamela.
Okay.
The girl went to look for another tenant who was interested. The person paid 2.3. Yeah, pelele. Do you know what this guy did?
What?
He took the 2.3 to buy ama tiles. Amandondon. Now, when the lady's like, give me my money, the person said, he paid you.
Yeah.
He's like, can I wait for the person to move in and pay rent? He's like, Anjana, the person already paid you the 2.3. So, supposed to give me the money. And you said, Bana, the first person who's going to
get money. Then you'll give me back the money.
And I even went out of my way to find you. Now, when Zing Lakzako was bigger and more important than Amy Lagi, she even mentioned that in E. Scoofy Somtana, Le Kreshake, if no Pantal, then if Nigel Patel and Mali, Saba was only some fun and she had to get in my app at Ali Scoofy's, the mover, Ogam Chigalesis. And then now, Uti, rent upon Salakona is due today. I need to pay. And need to tell him, I looked at the land, Lelangayo, bra. Uti, and I am king, I am good to win. I would never rent.
Guys, no.
He didn't pay the 2K. It's like, but Uti, most of the agreement was like, the first person was on gain, I'm going to get money, you're going to pay me. So it's MIP. Okay, I'm going to call the lawyers, I'm going to go buy me a full case, my police.
Yeah.
The guy was, the guy to say,
nonchalant.
No. Oh my God.
You know that? And you know, that's so crazy because this whole week, my For You page is just full of scammers.
Literally.
People who scam and people who are so used to it.
Abananda.
Hamba, pelio vula leo case.
Hamba vula leo case. And even can't even see the house. It's so bad.
Guys, like, we cannot be so okay.
One mistake, we're pants. So it's just the whole thing. I'm like, girl. People are just telling her. I'm actually telling her as well. Go open the case.
Yeah.
Go open the case.
Because that's your money and you have the rights to it. Unless there is a policy that says no refunds.
I don't know refund. They were actually just communicating on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And it's not a formal thing.
That's also another problem.
Yeah, bro.
Things that are not formal and things that just happen over the phone.
And I'm going to miss 2,000.
And then Manja Ogasa was Mamela Lima.
Well, I'm going to go to the Mamisa shoots. Because I'm going to put my tiles in 2,000. I'm going to call for her to get a money back. I saw where she met Severati as in give me the 2,000 and go move in.
That is horrible.
Give me the 2,000 in hand. Then when you move in and give him the 3,000.
Dude, and you don't even know, Yazuzi. These people, that was probably their last 2,000 that I'm giving to you. And I can't survive the whole month.
A
and he was even ready to scare me in the yokhlala, because what do you mean?
Yeah, in the Njoyan with a child.
With a child,
on top
even.
Of that.
And Ute in a 2001 and a
2.3. But even the people who are moving in, did the lady tell them the full story?
I don't think so. Then the reason why he can't pay the girl now is because he's waiting for the person, the
to
tenant,
send.
To move in. He already sent the first money. Yeah, but
yeah,
which is the money he used to pay, just to buy your tiles and everything.
Yeah.
And then he was waiting for the person, for the guy now to move in, then apatale, and then azopatala pek imali. Like, but Ute, the first payment you get, if many maliak, now you solved your problems.
What about mine?
What about my problem?
What about my problem?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have a child.
I have a child.
A 4-year-old that I need to be taking care of. As no. If you're a scammer, please stop.
Please
this
stop.
Is not cool.
At all, bro.
It's not cool. Shame.
Sana.
So I can really understand why people wouldn't want to trust certain products, businesses, mm-hmm. brands,
mm-hmm.
about their money. Because guys, imali ayiko, hey? In this economy,
ayiko. At that.
You know?
But yeah, it is what it is, and the world has so many other problems, Sana.
Every single day, 10 past 4.
Ziyakhala. Even right now, and as always around this time of the year, relationships sink.
Ziyafola.
Ziyafola. So when this morning, what January you must lose the little valaza.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah,
but I'm a crisis after crisis, and people know when it's about to approach December.
It's bad
when December comes.
When December comes, if I'm not in a relationship,
I'm not in a relationship, but
it went as far as them getting engaged, which is now allegedly, Lorraine Marupa and Tala, I see you are calling off their engagement. Allegedly.
Why?
Well, Sbonengo ba, the actress Lorraine Marupa and the musician Tyler ICU, and their relationship, yeah, boss Bonengo ba, yena Umarupa, Lorraine remove all her pictures of Tyler on her Instagram.
Hey, and we all know once you start removing.
I'm unfollowish.
Oh, even unfollowing.
Was I'm unfollowish.
And she's ready to move on.
That actually sparked speculations in between fans. We're like, what is happening? What's cooking?
We're along. And people are invested in people's relationships, eh?
The way they are so invested, it's crazy how they can even notice the minor things like Lorraine and them unfollowing
dude.
Each other and removing pictures. Because
you guys are stalkers.
If it was probably Nakuida and Bruce, ne? You're going to understand. Because they are literally on our FYP
all the time.
These people were not really active like that.
I didn't even see any of
this.
How did you just find out information? Guys, you're not going to understand.
Like, really, if it was shy and on your little, because there are things actually on their feed right now.
Everything, dude.
Lorraine and Tyler, they've been really quiet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not wrong.
This must be really like a fan.
Yeah, fan.
You know? Yeah.
Well, the couple, they got engaged in January this year, and they had a trip, a romantic trip to Zanzibar where Tyler actually went on his knee and was like, oh, can you be?
In
July, Umarupa described their love as steady, grounding, and also full of grace.
Oh.
And Utaila expressed his gratitude for their relationship. But as of now, both Umarupa and Utaila, but Tule, they haven't released any official statement, and didn't publicly comment, has been quiet, and it's just an alleged split.
Okay.
But also, what is also alarming, okanye raising concerns, Lorraine, where she posted and captioned, watched God wipe my tears on an international stage after silently surviving betrayal. The same pain that tried to drown me because the wave that carried was actually the wave that carried me higher. What a privately betrayed, publicly restore. That is the caption of her post.
What?
City Oti. What wiped my tears on an international stage after silently surviving betrayal. The same pain that tried to drown me became the wave that carried me higher. Privately betrayed, publicly restored.
I wonder what happened.
Betrayal is infidelity.
Yeah.
That's the worst that could happen.
Oh my gosh, and they were just engaged.
Maybe he cheated.
Like, it wasn't even... You know what? Thank goodness, girl, you dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
You hadn't officially gotten married to this person, Yamalobolo, you know, and stuff. Because I think that's even worse.
Worse. But just being engaged in something else. Yeah. And, you know, I'm also I don't like the fact that... I don't like what is happening, honestly. I'm a love girl.
Yeah.
I
always look for love. Through and through. I'm
fine. But the fact that Ngendlela ayibeka ngayo on her captions, we don't know the full story. We don't know both their sides of the story.
Yeah.
We don't know anything as yet.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing the caption, she seems to be the one betrayed, right?
Yeah, and hurt.
And I honestly...
You can really tell from the caption that she's really hurt.
She's really hurt. But like, for me, a part of me is glad that she's not the one
who did
something to ruin the relationship. Because I remember when they just got engaged, then they had an interview Lapaya, one of the episodes, Podcast and Chill, they had Utsi.
Mm-hmm.
It was that episode. MacG actually mentioned something. Also, Lorraine is a baddie, and now Tyler seems to be like a person, a guy who just can't believe that he bagged a baddie.
A baddie.
He just can't believe, and they honestly didn't seem to be really rooting for the relationship, you know, and mostly painting Lorraine as bana, she's the baddie.
Mm.
Yeah, man, she's in the streets.
Yeah.
And then when it opens and plays out like this,
it sort of also like opens a picture that...
No. Babes, I was loyal to this man.
Yeah.
But I just can't wait for them to actually say something about this. But even if they don't say anything, it's still okay. Let them have and deal with their thing privately and just move on. Because I feel like as the fans, or as just supporters and fans, we sometimes feel too entitled to people's lives.
Because the same amount of privacy that you would want when going through stuff is the same privacy that I feel that you need to extend to other people.
Mm.
At the end of the day, remember that, sure, these are people on public platforms, but they also have lives.
Yeah.
These are people with emotions. These are people that are dealing with actual life problems, just like you and I.
Just like you and I.
You know?
Like, celebrate, man, bang a band.
Yeah.
Celebrate, don't want to lie. We really forget. But it's really beautiful. It was really beautiful to watch. They were really beautiful, a beautiful couple.
Yeah.
And I just hope everything works out well for them.
I'm all for, in as much as, like you said, I'm a lover girl through and through, honey.
Yeah.
But once you feel betrayed, once you feel unheard, once you feel unseen, once you feel
desperate,
as if you're not safe in a relationship anymore,
that is
not where you should be. That's not where you belong.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad if that's the case, you know, that she found the strength to leave the relationship.
Yeah.
And for Tyler himself, if he's the one even who may be hurt, because we don't know again.
We're
only hearing one side, you know, that now he heals from it. Because I can also understand that breakups, in a sense, as a whole, are never a cute thing.
It's
never a nice thing to even experience. Even as the guy who got dumped, it's not nice, because maybe you do realize later that, I messed up. I really messed up. I wish I could do things better. You know, so to him as well, maybe this could be a lesson to him. Or it could be a lesson to Lorraine. Yeah. Both of them. And also,
if
I think...
it's real, may they find their way
exactly
back to each other.
Exactly. I was just about to say that, you know, with things zoltan and stuff, you never really know how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
You never know how it's going to play out. they're meant to be, they're meant to be. Yeah. Maybe them separating is also part of the process.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Rather than staying together and being unhappy.
Yeah, and we don't know the stuff they go through behind closed doors.
Exactly. It's not cute couple, couple goals.
But you know how South Africans are not serious, eh?
Yeah, we never are serious.
South Africans are not serious, eh?
Especially because I'm told, like, go on and shut and stuff was all born.
Tell me why they're saying now, pelele malingam nige.
Stop.
It's like, guys, eat, man.
Guys, we're mourning here.
Eat, man.
And it goes serious shit.
Eat, man, Janina. They're like, pelele malingam malingam nige.
So you're hammer, man.
So you're hammer, man.
No longer top trending song played internationally.
For reals, Apingoma Sikai released after Tyler again.
Hey, na mangisakhumbuli, hey. Because I mean that one was a hit. I think that was like 2023.
Yeah, they're saying now he has been resting at the chest.
Oh,
even forgot his music to deliver.
No, but like facts.
But look at Lorraine. Wouldn't you rest on the chest?
Exactly.
Lorraine is fire.
And also, guys, like when you say you want to engage someone, it means you want to start settling down.
Yeah. And with the work, yeah. Both yeah. Boy, too.
He needs to take a break. It
can get quite tricky and challenging because they're in the public space and Tyler had just popped and Mantombazana again now. And most, not just the Mantombazana in the sense of Tyler. Basically, when you're in a healthy relationship and yet there's just so many people who just want a piece of what you have.
Oh my gosh. Just like the whole Lerato Nxumalo situation. Oh my gosh.
So
I think it's literally just the same thing as well. People are so negative around love, guys. And I don't understand why. Yeah, but just because when you experience pain, so everyone must experience pain.
I think see, it's too hard kakhulu le ndaba xa sihead. Like
we're
not bona ndoba okay, so by head to someone's gonna betray you. We take it too hard kakhulu that we lose that thing you would
or the hope, ne?
The hope
of so finding love. Right. Yeah,
to the point that if someone finds love, we don't really believe.
Not
it.
Happy for
like,
them.
It's like.
And it's so sad, guys. It's really, we shouldn't even come to that point where we're not even happy for abantu in general.
Abanga.
You know, just because of your hurts and your pain. I feel that's just projection.
Yeah, you know, it's not trauma, it's not trauma. But more than anything,
yeah,
which is sad. But I can't deal lula uba sad than what is happening in PE right now.
Ugh.
The crime in PE right
now. Dude, it's what a bad. Heavy week. What a heavy month.
Yes.
Itself. I don't know.
There's a lot happening. We lost lives of young people.
Yeah.
Through crime in PE.
In so many different ways.
So many different ways. So different places.
Yeah.
In PE. And I don't know by singailung saganjani. Because in March, I don't think they do much effect anymore. Because Yonge Mihla, we march, we, you know, hand in the memorandums, but
nothing is said, nothing is
killed.
Done. Yeah.
We still get killed. We still are not safe. We just lost a very beautiful soul, one of our students. As a result of crime,
yeah,
it just shows that we are not safe.
We're not safe anywhere.
Nalando yego tulo kubuza umtuti. Okay, if you got raped, ubugqokeni.
Yeah,
wenza nibusuk. Why did you go out?
Yeah, but look at this. She was at home.
She was at home
in her room.
In her room.
In pajamas. Just like anyone who came back from school, had a long day, you know. And I'm in my safe space, or what I consider as a safe space, which is my room.
Yeah, bo.
And I'm attacked.
And I'm just out here. I'm not just calling out everyone who's listening. But if you have a chance to stop this, if anything you could do to make a sort of impact in changing the situation we have, do it.
Yeah.
If you are a friend of the person who does crime, because it could be people who actually know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And this is just a call out to, like, let's be united.
Yeah.
And love each other more than anything. I think we lack love. As we say, love as a qualanga.
Yeah.
We lack love because if you're able to consider the next person as your sister, as a brother, you won't be able to just take the person's life.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to be able to do that.
And you know what breaks my heart more about the whole situation is that people are not taking it as seriously as it should be taken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think the time that they will take it seriously is when something happens to someone close to them.
Yeah.
That's when people want to wake up about a situation. And that's not the right mentality.
Yeah.
That should never be the right mentality. It shouldn't even happen to people close to you, nor anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, Anjay, I'm thinking about the fact that Abanye, I could say, the people who actually do this thing, they're messed up. Fine.
Yeah.
But a person who's more messed up is the person who decides to take a video of the person, of the victim. Taking a video of her lifeless body, lying lapayana in a pool of blood. You decide to take a video and then post it on the socials. You see, maybe they share it on the group chats. You take it and post it on your status. Like, that's messed up. You can't do, you must not do that. As let's refrain from taking your indo as content.
Yeah, insensitive things.
Insensitive
such as that.
Things.
That's a life that is someone's child, that is someone's daughter, that is someone's son, you know, and that is a human.
Exactly.
That is a human.
Like, let's refrain from that and let's center our minds now into content.
Yeah.
But yeah, exciting news is the fact that Matiba's radio, Diva Drive, is a best show. And we got our awards for you.
Boom, 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 boom.
The top presenters.
The top presenters. Top presenters with you, honey. Miss Ongi Joy and Miss Vuyulwethu.
And also exciting stuff is the fact that our very own producer won to producer.
So you know what the team brings. You know what the team brings.
Big time. And also our very own ladies that usually join us on the show. Auyam Kel, Auyam's ex to you. She's also a best newcomer.
Yeah.
And we also have Garabo Daniels. She also usually joins us. She's also best newcomer. I just have to say, this has been an awesome year.
It has been a beautiful one.
It's been a beautiful one.
It's been successful in every way.
With all the challenges, we still came out strong and stronger. But let's end the show. It has been awesome, awesome, awesome. Igama lam ding ongeziwa nakumba. I am Ongi Joy. The Joy, the Lady of Talk. Catch me on the socials on Facebook. I'm Ongi Joy. Instagram, I'm Ongi Joy _ TikTok. I'm Ongi Joy _ X. I'm Ongi Joy. Zencho, everywhere you go, Ongi Joy.
That's just that.
That's just that, baby.
That's just that. And now to be your joy, honey. And as I always like to say, when you hear me, it's just nothing but joy, joy, joy. And on the socials, you can just find me as Vuyulwethu Kwanzwayba or live as Vuyulwethu.
Ngiyakutshela now. Till next time. Bye-bye. Be safe.
The best youth station in the Bay. Matiba's Radio.
Sleep? What's that? If late night scrolling has you staring at the ceiling, try Really Calm Night. A calming combo that improves sleep quality and helps you sleep for longer to wake up feeling refreshed. No sleepless nights, just good mornings. Really Calm Night. Sleep well. Live well. Cipla. Caring for life.